know, I just turned on my radio. I was on my way to work, and I started listening to the message about God's mercy, and I really felt like I had to share my story.
Thank you.
Back in 1995, I was born and raised Catholic, and my faith was founded on that belief taught through the Catholic Church. Back in 1995, I was a victim of a violent crime, and I was shot in my car.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was pretty traumatic, but one of the things that I do remember that I will never forget is the day after the incident, I was trembling in fear, and I profusely trembling, and I couldn't stop. And I remember calling out to God and asking God to help me, and I remember this very strong presence of peace coming towards me. And then it shrouded me, literally. And my whole nervous system calmed immediately. And I knew that I was in the presence of Christ, in his peace. And
he's defined.
As I stayed there, what's that?
St. Paul defines Jesus as peace. Calls
yes.
him peace.
And he absolutely is peace. And so in the midst of trauma, you know, living in fear for so long, only by the grace of God and through his peace have I been able to get through this. But I remember one thing very clearly about this. Going through multiple counselors and trying to get through the fear of and the post-traumatic stress, the counselors would say to me oftentimes, you must be very angry, but you're suppressed. And I said, no, I'm not. And I said, I can assure you I'm not angry. Well, you have to be bitter. You've got to be something. You've got to be resentful. And I said, I'm not. And they said, well, why? And I said, because I identify myself as a sinner. And I am no different than the man that came and sinned against me. And I said, and God in his mercy forgave me of my sin. So why shouldn't I, wanting to have the character of Christ, do the same? So I did. I said, Lord, I want to continue to be forgiven. I want to continue to have your mercy poured out over my life. And not just my life, but my children, my husband, my grandchildren. And I said, help me through the power of the Holy Spirit to have an outpouring of mercy on this young man who has been robbed of so much more than I could have ever been robbed of. Because he has not come to experience the love and mercy and grace and peace of God. And so it was because God gave me that mercy, and I knew what it was like to experience that mercy and the peace that comes with that mercy, knowing I'm a sinner, it has helped me to be a prayer warrior for this young man who I don't know who he is, but I know one thing, that it's my responsibility as a sister in Christ to pray for him and to extend that mercy over him like God did to me, and that forgiveness. And because of that, there has never been an unforgiveness, a bitterness, a resentment, and anger towards this young man. And I think that is only because of the mercy that God has extended me over my life and the mistakes that I have made. And knowing that it is because of his mercy and forgiveness that I have self-claimed salvation through Christ in the victory. And I want that same victory for this young man that was separated from Christ in that sin. And I want him to come and know and love Christ the way I have all my life. And that's my story.
Elaine, it doesn't get better than that. Your story doesn't get better than that. It makes this show really more than infinitely worthwhile because it's just speaking about your. I mean, you're a spokeswoman for Christ, and Christ is talking through you, and you've been transformed in Christ.
Yeah.
That's another. I mean, you are a spitting image of the Lord's mercy, and you've been showered with many graces just by the love you have for this man who has hurt you. You remind me of St. John Paul, who after he was shot, when he recovered a bit, he went to the prison to foster a relationship with his assailant. And I remember after he got shot, I was living in Rome then, he called his assailant his brother, and he made sure that everybody knew in St. Peter's Square that he was forgiven. And you could see picture photographs, you could see it for yourself, his fatherly love for the person who really hurt him physically. So, Elaine, thank you so much
that.
For sharing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing
this.
Yeah, and Elaine, Elaine, I was just going to ask, you do not know who this young man is, correct?
I don't, but the one thing I do know is, you know, the scripture that says, I will work all things out for good for those that love me, right?
Romans 8:28.
I believe that in my heart of hearts, that God's word is the truth of all truth. Even when I was diagnosed with PTSD, I went to the Word of God and I said, well, what do you think about this, God? And then he showed me 2 Timothy 1:7, for I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so his word for me is part of that mercy that he extends to us. He shows us through his word. He speaks to us through his word, the truth of all truth. And even though I don't know who he is, I know God does. And so my prayer has always been, because it's been a heavy cross, but
yes.
My prayer has always been, Lord, for whatever reason I had to go through this, in a fallen world, we understand these things are going to happen. Let it be the suffering that I've gone through. Let it be that maybe one day this young man will come to know and love you as his Lord and Savior, as I have come to know and love you. No less a sinner than this man was.
My gut feeling is he's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope one day that I'll meet this brother in Christ and I'll embrace him in love. And whether it's here on earth or in heaven, just to share with him the love of Christ.
I wish he was hearing all this. Who knows? Maybe he is.